episode 454, Overcoming Insecurities.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day, ladies around the world. Are you ready for impact? I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Of course you are. What kind of question is that? Or are you maybe second guessing? Overcoming insecurities. We all have them, and that is our deep chat today. I hope that you are having a magnanimous week, that you are filled with absolute pleasure within your heart, and that you're truly taking each moment in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am honored that you are here and very humbled for your time that you spend here at Create Your Now. Being brand new, maybe you're not sure kind of what happens. Well, you're listening to a daily podcast, and every day you can come here and hear something new. We're talking about real life, expecting real results, but we're really authentic about it. We're real and raw. And you know what? I am not perfect, and I'm one who owns up to it. You can go read my story on createyournow.com. And hey, reach out to me. I would love to know where you are in your life's journey, because here you're training for life. And it's not just about always fitness and health and exercise, but it's your whole life. That's what we're here for, aren't we, ladies? We are creating impact, because when you begin to impact yourself, you become your best selfie. Then you're impacting the world around you, the people that you touch. We have a really hard time with our insecurities, especially women. I flip on the TV and I look at all the different news and what's happening, and it amazes me how people just are like, oh my gosh, my body image. Or, oh my gosh, can you believe my hair? I have grays already and I'm only a 20-year-old. Oh my goodness. You know, I just, if I was only 4 inches taller, how gorgeous I would be. Our insecurities sometimes rule our lives, and we let them. We actually feed our insecurities, because our self-talk that we have is of negativity. It's at self-sabotage, because we allow the self-doubt to come in. That is the insecurity. You see, insecurity means uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, lack of confidence. Now, your life is made up of so many different things, okay? Stuff, feelings, emotions, talents, gifts. You're just this amazing conglomerate, this unique individual that God created. And there's only one of you. How cool is that? It's pretty awesome. It is awesome. But we don't see it that way. We look at it and say, oh my gosh, have you looked at my feet? My toes are so ugly. I hate summer. I don't want to wear sandals yet. Everybody's wearing sandals. So if I don't wear sandals, then I'm going to look out of place. And then when I look out of place, well, then everybody's going to ask me. So I might as well wear sandals, but I really don't like my toes. Do you have those conversations with yourself? Maybe you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, you know what? I like shorts, but shorts are getting really short now. And I don't know, maybe I should just stick to big baggy type pants, or maybe I'll just be hot and sweaty, always in jeans. Or I just don't feel like I look good. I feel like I'm too overweight, yet you're barely 105 pounds. Overcoming insecurities. We all have them. We all deal with them differently. But when our insecurities begin to rule our life, that's when we have a problem. That's when we need to step back and say, okay, it's time for major analyzation time. Maybe I need to talk to a coach about this. Maybe I need to do some deeper thinking, some greater reflection, because I need to understand what my strengths are and what my weaknesses are. Where am I really insecure? Where do I hold the not so confident me all the time? Where do I allow myself to be that jailbird? Because insecurity is not based on what is out there. When we flip on the TV and we see it, we talk about it, we're influenced by it, but it's based on our own belief. Maybe it was our own belief in our upbringing. Maybe it was the certain magazines that you read. Maybe it was the people that you associated yourself with or still associate yourself with. There are girlfriends that I have that have a true issue with weight, whether they're too big or too small. They feel like because they are who they are and they're connected to certain people, they have to look a certain way. And that's really an unhealthy living. And we're not talking about unhealthy that we're doing necessarily just bad things to what we're eating, but it's unhealthy with our mindset. And we put ourselves on pins and needles. Are you living your life right now? Are you ruled by your insecurities? Do you volunteer for things to stay away from your insecurities so you don't have to face them? For fear that if it comes up, you don't know what might happen? I know for me personally, I was going through with my anger and I could really control it with people that are my friends, strangers. But man, I would let down and just kind of let my guard down when I was around my family. And it wasn't necessarily anything like detrimental, harmful, but what it was doing, it was harming the mindset of the people that I was blowing up at. So was that detrimental? Oh, yes, it was. Because it was the health of their mindset. And I was killing them slowly. And when I began to really recognize that, I thought, whoa, I got to stop passing this on generation after generation. In my family, yeah, my father had an issue with anger. Before he passed away, we would talk about it. Because I'd come through my storm. And I would ask him some questions and say, you know, how did you deal with it? How would you calm yourself down? How did you figure out your triggers? And there would be times that I would look at my anger as being kind of an insecurity, the lack of control of my emotions. Am I too wild? Am I too out there for somebody? And that can be a good thing and that can be a bad thing. And then I would dig even deeper and I would go like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm too peppy. Maybe I'm too energetic. People have always told me I'm like a cheerleader. And oh my gosh, I mean, if we could just bottle you up, Christiane, and sell you, you would make millions because you just have this energy. And so I would look at it and I'm like, oh, maybe it's not a good thing. And I found myself becoming a little more insecure. It was brought to my attention. And so when opportunities would arise, I'd be like, ooh, I don't know. I was hesitant to do anything. And I would stay away from stuff unless if I was 100% sure that that was my strength and I would jump all in. Our insecurities can make us a jailbird in our own lives. Are you living that life now? Are you allowing your insecurities to overrule who you are? What's not right with you? Why can't you do that better? Don't you understand how vital this is to the project? These are questions you may hear, or even be whispering to yourself when you feel insecure, not confident, having that self-doubt, that uncertainty. What's not right with you? What's not right with me? What did I do wrong? What did I say? When you have conversations with your girlfriends and you replay them in your head, because women, we replay them in our head over and over and over again. And we dissect them. And usually we're dissecting them wrong because we're in the middle of it. We have emotion attached to it. So we not only then put our fear into our assumptions, it just becomes an absolute muddy disaster and we're in a sinking sandstorm and you can't get out. But you can overcome insecurities. You really can. There is hope for you. I love to tell my children that I wear a hat of many colors. You've probably heard of Joseph and the coat of many colors. I kind of say I wear a hat of many colors because we've moved around so often that it's easier to pack a hat than it is to pack a coat. Anyway, the reason why I say I wear a hat of many colors is I have many roles in my life. I'm a chef. I sometimes, honestly, I feel like a maid. So I clean, okay? So I'm a chef, I cook. I'm a maid, I clean. I'm also the dry cleaners. Oh, yes, I do tons of laundry, tons of it. Oh, and I am the best errand service there is. I go everywhere for everything. I'm the postmaster. Yes, I am. I am the awesome mama cheerleader. Yes, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be loud. That's what I am. I'm also the wife. I'm the mother of five children. And most importantly, I'm a woman of God. You see, those are just some of the hats that I wear. Think about the hats of any color that you wear. There's a lot of them, isn't there? But we don't look at it that way because sometimes we go and we say, oh, well, these hats that I'm wearing, no, they're not hats. I'm just a mom. How many of you answered a question ever? I'm just the wife of. I'm just the mom of. Or, well, I just work for. It's like we're settling. The words that we use are just pronouncing and emphasizing our own insecurities. So how can you begin to overcome your insecurities? How can you say, all right, I'm done with this. I know I need some work because I'm still working. I'm nowhere perfect. And there are days that I've got some insecurities, great, marked off, checked off. And other days they come back. I'm like, really? I thought I have already buried you. But every once in a while, they sneak back in. So what can you do? Oh, this is a big kiss because I'm telling you, overcoming insecurities is huge. So your kiss for today is, keep it simple strategy, construct your life like an unsinkable submarine. Whew, say that three times fast. Construct your life like an unsinkable submarine. You are a submarine. Now, work with me here on this. What happens with a submarine? Okay, a submarine's in water, right? Okay, when you're in water and all of a sudden a big bomb comes at you, this missile, and it comes and it hits part of you, does that submarine sink? Nope. What happens to that submarine? There's all these different areas within a submarine. They lock them down, and so the part that was breached, the part that was broken is... Well, yeah, it's broken, but guess what? The rest of the submarine still works. It still goes on. You see, the hat of many colors is like your compartments within your life. It's the hats. It's all the different areas within your submarine. What you tend to do, though, is your insecurity. You allow that missile to come, and not only does it wreck the kitchen, but it wrecks the relationship, it hits the home, and then it wipes out the job. And then you're left standing there with nothing. If you, though, construct your life like an unsinkable submarine, when your insecurity comes into play, guess what? You're just going to block off that area and you're going to go and adjust and you're going to go focus on another area and let it continue, allow you to float, to get through the situation. So how do you do this? How do you construct your life like an unsinkable submarine? Number one, you need to acknowledge, understand your strengths and weaknesses. You see, your insecurities, we look at them as negative, but they're not negative. We knock ourselves down. We think our weaknesses make us bad. No, they don't. Actually, they make you stronger. Work with me on this one. So you need to first, though, acknowledge and understand your strengths and weaknesses. If you don't know what they are, then that's where you honestly have to start. Because a lot of times, your weaknesses, your insecurities, overcoming them is being pulled from your weaknesses. All right? So you have to acknowledge them. You have to know them. Number two, you now have to secure the strengths. You have to make them stronger. I bet you thought that if you're strong in your strengths, you don't have to make them stronger. I don't have to work on them. They're already strong. That's where I'm, oh yes, I don't have to do it, but no. Point being, let's say you're great at push-ups. I am so not great at push-ups. I'm just saying, I'm not. And with my shoulder injury, I am no longer great at push-ups because I can't do them right now. But if you don't continue to practice those push-ups, eventually those muscles that you use are going, yeah, you may not lose them totally because you'll be doing other exercises, but they're going to weaken and you're not going to be as strong in that area. So can your strengths become weaknesses? Yes. And what happens is normally they do that because we already think they're too strong. We don't have to work on them. We focus on the weaknesses. So instead, with number two, you have to secure the strengths. You have to make them stronger. You have to focus on them. Use them, okay? And then number three, you need to accept the weaknesses. Don't run from them. They're not going to stall you. They're not going to stump you. You don't use them as excuses. You're simply accepting the weaknesses. You know that they're there. Can you work on them? Yes. But do you dwell on them? No. Because you're securing the strengths. If you're always dwelling in the weaknesses, your strengths will never get stronger. When the missile comes, do you think that insecurity is going to set in? Oh, yes, it is going to. And you're going to derail and you're going to sink. Submarine sunk. You don't want to be the sinking submarine. You want to construct your life like an unsinkable submarine. You want to wear the hat of many colors. You want to have your submarine compartmentalized, where if you do something at work, you understand that when you come home, yeah, maybe you had a bad day at work, but the tools and the strengths that you use at work are different from the tools and the strengths and the weaknesses that you have at home. They are different. Think about what you do at work and then what you do at home. Do you treat your team the same at work as you do at home? No. I just answered that for you really fast, didn't I? I did. Because you don't. Think through it, though. Maybe you work at home, so you're like, I'm still always home. Good point. Think even harder. How do you treat your work time, your space time, compared to when you're focusing on the family? Or do you blend them too much? Maybe that's another issue. Maybe that's actually a weakness, an insecurity, because you don't have boundaries. You see, in a submarine, we have what? Boundaries. We have protection areas, so when those missiles come in, your submarine's not sunk. You were created for an amazing purpose in this world. God is not finished with you yet, and you are under construction. You are here to create impact, so you want to hold on. Overcoming insecurities is totally possible. Go out and construct your life like an unsinkable submarine, because I'm telling you, you're a pretty awesome one. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.